This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Biden administration announced on Tuesday that it would extend the payment moratorium on federal student loans as President Joe Biden's student debt cancellation plan remains blocked in court. The payment pause, which was previously set to expire in January, will be extended until June 30, 2023, or until the litigation is resolved, whichever comes first. If the litigation has not been resolved by June 30th of next year, payments will resume 60 days after that. President Biden said, "I'm completely confident that my plan is legal, but it isn't fair to ask tens of millions of borrowers eligible for relief to resume their student debt payments while the courts consider the lawsuit." The Biden administration last week asked the Supreme Court to reinstate the loan forgiveness plan after it had been blocked by a federal appeals court. Biden said that the new June 30th deadline for student loan payments to resume would give the Supreme Court enough time to hear the case. Biden in August announced he would cancel up to $20,000 in debt per eligible borrower. Federal student loan holders have not been required to make payments since March 2020. About 45 million people in the U.S. have student debt. The Federal Reserve estimated that in the third quarter of 2022, people owed more than $1.7 trillion in student loans. Two lucky turkeys named Chocolate and Chip were spared their lives on Monday when President Joe Biden continued a Thanksgiving tradition at the White House, pardoning turkeys before the holiday. The animals were placed on a table next to Mr. Biden's lectern on Monday to receive their presidential pardons. President Biden said, "Chocolate is my favorite ice cream, but we could have named them Chips and Science," referring to the Chips and Science Act, a $280 billion investment in American computer chip manufacturing that President Biden signed into law this year. At the pardoning ceremony, President Biden said, "The votes are in. They've been counted and verified. There's no ballot stuffing. There's no foul play." The pardoning ceremony is always replete with a string of holiday-themed puns. "The only red wave this holiday season," President Biden said, "would be if his German Shepherd knocks over the cranberry sauce on our table." President Biden's dog Commander oversaw the South Lawn event from the White House balcony. Presidents have provided freedom to turkeys since the Kennedy era, although the pardons only became a consistent practice when President George H.W. Bush formalized the process. Both turkeys will live out their days on the campus of North Carolina State University. President Biden said, "When we told them they were joining the Wolf Pack, they got a little scared," before adding that it was just the name of the school's sports teams. A grandmother accidentally texted a stranger to make Thanksgiving plans. 7 years on, they're still celebrating together. In 2016, Wanda Dench accidentally sent a text to Jamal Hinton telling the then 17-year-old that Thanksgiving dinner was at her house on November 24th at 3 p.m. When the teen asked who sent the message, Dench replied, "Your grandma," with an elderly woman emoji. Hinton wrote back asking for a photo to prove that the number really belonged to his grandmother. After she sent a selfie image of herself at work, Hinton replied back to her with a photo of his face and a text saying, "She's not his grandma." But Hinton followed with another text asking, "Can I still get a plate, though?" Dench replied, "Of course you can. That's what grandmas do. Feed everyone." In the 7 years since the misdirected text message, the two have continued their Thanksgiving tradition. Jamal Hinton shared a photo on Tuesday standing beside Wanda Dench outside the Cheesecake Factory restaurant, showing that the two are carrying on their tradition of spending time together for Thanksgiving. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.